two guests I've known for a long time, and I'm proud to say that they're nominated for a Grammy in the Best Bluegrass Album category for their LP, Spring Training, which they recorded with the Nash Ramblers, my backup band that are backing up everybody tonight. Would you please welcome Carl Jackson and John Starling?
Off in the distance, his cry echoes out through the hills. He said that his lover flew off with another, and I know the sorrow he feels. Lonesome dove, we're not that different. You sing a sad song, but you're by the one that you love. And I know how you feel, lonesome dove. Ooh. I know how you feel, lonesome dove. Find the place I can hide. And that old lonesome dove is gonna mourn for his love, no matter how far he flies. Lonesome dove, we're not that different. You sing a sad song, but you're
Well, I want to tell your friends of mine, but people out there might not be familiar with this, so I want to just, I've got my little notes here, and I want to say something about both of these people who are real good friends of mine and two of my favorite musicians. Carl Jackson, first of all, you wrote that song. I know
I did.
Larry Cordell, I know Trisha Yearwood had a hit on it. This song, Lonesome Dove, is on their album. Do I get to do this, like actually hold something up and people can see it? This is a terrific. Can anybody see it? What am I supposed to do with it?
Yeah,
oh, look at that. It's by magic. Okay. This is, I like this album cover, too. Anyway, this is their album that is nominated for a Grammy. And but Carl, besides being a fine songwriter, he's played with Glenn Campbell for years. He's considered one of the world's finest banjo pickers. Mm. I also know for a fact that he's proficient on mandolin and guitar and has been known to play a fiddle in a closet.
Like in
he
the
said,
closet.
Okay.
Cut his fingers off.
I know Carl helped me do an album with Vince Gill and Emery Gordy called Angel Band, which I'm real proud of.
A very fun time, too.
Something live in the living room. But the songwriting aspect, I know Carl wrote quite a few of the songs on the Spring Training album, and tell the folks out there, Carl, some of the people, some of the covers that you've had, because I think they'll be very impressed.
I've been very lucky the past year to have a hit by Pam Tillis called Put Yourself in My Place.
And, all right.
And I had a song by Wild Rose called Breaking New Ground. Letter to Home by Glenn Campbell. And,
yeah. All right.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hey, Garth.
Oh,
he's got
well,
many,
Garth,
many
yeah. I
mean, and Garth.
Well, Garth,
yeah.
I mean, you know. He
said many more that I've heard him play in my living room. And so he's one half of this Spring Training duo. And my friend over here, John Starling, I've known for about 20 years. I met him when he was the lead singer in a group called The Seldom Seen, one of the finer bluegrass groups in the world. And but he's also an ear, nose, and throat doctor and a head and neck surgeon. And this is called, John, what is this called?
Otorhinolaryngology.
Yeah.
That's the big word.
Yeah, I think baritone is a lot easier to say.
Yeah,
I think just to call you the baritone in the group.
That's exactly right.
Also, John and I, John was involved in a project that I was really fond of. He was the musical director for an album called Trio. And we couldn't have done it without him. You remember that record?
Yeah.
Hadn't been that long.
John, Guardian Angel was my official title, I think.
Yes, Guardian Angel and cheerleader. He kept us, right. You know, excited about the music.
Great.
And really, John helped me put my first band together in Washington, D.C. back in 1973 when I was really struggling with lots of musical ideas and giving me a place to rehearse. We go back a long ways.
A lot of kitchen singing. And
that's right.
We did a lot of that in Washington in those days. Somebody said it at the time in Los Angeles and Nashville, there are a lot of good players, but nobody ever got together and picked.
Right.
And that's what we did all the time. And we didn't know any better.
Yeah, after the shows, we would just go over to John's house and put on a pot of coffee and pick all night. That's where I learned a lot of the material that I ended up doing. But how did the idea of to do this album together come about?
I can answer that. Because Jim Rushing kept sending me demos of songs that were done at Welk Studios by the writers there, and I noticed something about the way they presented that was real honest, had an edge to it, but yet it was performed well enough that I thought it could compete. But it had that, it was done with a bluegrass conscience, more or less. And I asked Jim, I said, who's responsible for these? And he says, well, all of us are, but by and large it's Carl. So I didn't know Carl real well. I called him up, and he did it. We did a show together, and then I said, you know, we ought to get together, and we ought to do an album together.
I'm so glad you all did, because it's a wonderful record.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And thank you for being on it.
Well, that's right. I was on it and proud to be on it, and we're going to do a song that I add harmony to later on. And so I'm glad you all could come down and do this. This is John and Carl's world tour. They do about as much touring as you do, Dwight.
Did she tell you about the pig incident with the...
I know I was on here with the pig, a real pig. And they've got the tapes somewhere, and they said they're going to pull them for me.
The first night I was ever on the show, you were on when I was on, and it was Chris Hillman we decided. And I think he had a sheep with him, was what it was.
It was a sheep?
Yeah.
All right. It's going downhill from here. Help. I need help. I'm having such a great time with all my friends tonight, but you haven't met them all yet, so be sure to come right back.
It's live from Music City, Nashville, now. We'll return after this on the Nashville Network.